Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are living in the faith zone. Let's declare this morning, the Lord will provide. Let's declare it. Say it. Because we don't go by what it looks like. The Lord will provide. Yesterday we started in Genesis chapter 22, and we went through verses 1 through 5, so we're going to pick it up this morning in verse 6, because we have lots of great cross-reference scriptures that we want to get to in the New Testament.
Dan, before you go there, because it just hit me. Mm-hmm. We say this, and someone said, oh, those guys in the rain, just they're using those little
Christianese.
The Lord will provide. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Here to shore. The Lord has provided my health. Mm-hmm. That's number one.
Amen.
The Lord has provided my life. He keeps me. That's the provision of God. I have life because God provided. I have health because God provided. I have righteousness because God, come on now somebody, provided. I didn't provide none of those.
Yeah. That's true.
So if you provide that, then you can say something else. But I know, I just named my life, I didn't provide it. God provided. My health, I didn't provide it. God provide my health. My health. Beloved, I wish above all things that you be in health. He provided. So for God did not spare his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That I can have life,
yes.
Righteousness is through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So when I say God will provide, I'm going from there.
Yeah.
So whatever I need, God will what?
Provide.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. So don't talk us down this morning. Say we have some little catchphrase over there using.
In Genesis chapter 22, starting at verse 4, then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship and will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood.
Yeah.
But where is the lamb for burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him.
Hold it right there, Dad. Mm-hmm. Remember. Remember now. Hold it. Hold it right there. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Oh, newly I started. They're going on a mission, and the mission was to offer Isaac as the burnt offering, as the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. That's the mission. Clear-cut mission. But as they journey, as he journey on the third day, he saw something that gives him a different outlook on the mission. we know it because right there on the third day, he says to the two young men that was following with him, hey, you don't have to come now. You don't have to go no further. You stay here. And me and my son, we're going to that mountain to worship. He did not say to them, we're going to make a sacrifice. He says, we're going to what?
Worship.
Mm-hmm. That was it. Mm-hmm. He left out with the whole concept of going to do a sacrifice. And on the third day, that changed to worship. Says, me and my son going up, we're going to worship. And like you said, Dan, we are coming back. We are coming back. So he saw something that tells him what's going to happen. Faith will tell you ahead of time what's going to happen. Okay?
And Isaac is also having a moment of faith because he has to have faith, too, that they're coming back, even though Abraham is walking up there with the wood, with the fire, with the knife, two of them together. And he notices, hey, Dad, I see the fire. I see the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And then Abraham says, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together.
Okay. So number one in there, Isaac knew at that time, right there, that he was not going to be the what? The lamb.
The lamb.
Mm-hmm. He knew. And he what? Trust his father.
Mm-hmm.
My dad tells me already.
Mm-hmm. That God will provide.
That God going to provide. My dad tells me that God going to provide, and I trust that. I trust him. And he heard his father tell the other two young men that they're going to what?
Come back.
Come back. Mm-hmm. He trusts that.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow he gets that picture that he is not going to be a dead man up on that up on that mountain. He going to be alive. Go ahead, guys.
And they go through the process. Verse 9, it says, then they came in the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. So let's put our minds in the place now of Isaac.
Come on.
Here is Isaac bound to the altar.
Yeah.
And he knows his father has the fire.
Yeah.
He knows that his father has the knife.
Yeah.
He knows that he's been placed on the altar. He's seen burnt offerings go to place before. He's seen that. But he has this word that God's going to provide for himself a lamb. He has this word. We're going back after we worship. So he's remaining obedient and he's trusting his faith is in the word, even though he's going through the motion of burnt offering.
Yes. But his faith is in the word.
Mm-hmm.
His faith is in the word. Mm-hmm. Even though you might be going through a serious sickness right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, your faith must got to be in the word.
Amen. And then verse 10, and Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. So this went all the way to the very moment.
That he could
have took him out.
Yes.
Isaac didn't flinch or move.
Yes. And I also want to point out that Isaac didn't resist.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You know, he didn't need the two men. Isaac, he went on the altar to go through the motions of his father slaying him, but he obviously knew that something was going to intervene.
Yes, because he trusts his dad.
His dad, yeah.
We're going back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, this is real. We're going back. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, God will provide.
Right. For himself.
For himself.
So sometimes we resist having faith because we feel out of control.
Yes.
But you have to relax and just be at peace, like Isaac was when he was laying on the altar. I mean, that was probably not the most peaceful place to be, you know, was having a knife, you know, but he didn't resist. He was calm and he just did what he needed to do, and God did provide.
But we got to stay with it, with what's happening here. What so that first it says, and God tested Abraham, his resolve, his love, his obedience, his trust. And so sometimes we're going through something, we pray, and we didn't get that answer right away. Could it mean that God wants to see if we really, really love him like we profess? Why we just didn't get it? Can we still love him? Can we, like Job? Job did not just succumb to that disease. Job was trying to resist it, and this thing needs to leave. The boil need, my skin need to come back. And yet, it deteriorate. And the key verse there, guys, that Job says, though he slay me, yet I will what? Trust him. Yeah. I got to trust him somehow. Because somehow, I'm going to come out victorious. You might not know how you're going to get to the other side, but you got to trust God. You can't trust your emotion. You can't trust your feeling. You can't trust somebody wishful thinking. You got to trust only one thing, the word, what God's word says. You go down with the word. Listen to that. It says, if you go down with the word, you'll come back up with the word. Got that this morning. If you're going down with the word, for sure you're going to come back up with the word. Hallelujah.
And then the angel of the Lord, verse 11, but the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called out to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand of which the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Our home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
My Father, there is no shadow.